At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
They travel at speeds pushing 200 miles per hour. The very best drivers in the world, putting their lives on the line every week. It's time to get the lowdown on this week's contenders, plus a look at the key driver matchups. Right now, on Gone Racing.
Welcome back into another edition of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan here at the VEASAN Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino.
And fabulous VEASAN Studios.
Fabulous VEASAN Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. And we're obviously going to have to talk about this Darlington race we just had this past weekend. And then later on in the show, we'll start Kansas.
I want to talk about Darlington a lot.
We love Darlington. It's an exciting racetrack. Always puts on a thrill. And you and I talked a little bit before the show started. We probably are not in 100% agreement the way the race ended. And for those of who were in the sand this weekend and did not know, William Byron was bumped out of the way by Joey Logano coming to the white flag, on the white flag lap. No problem, except Byron ended up finishing outside the top 10.
Can we talk about the standings, how we did this week?
No, that's the last
segment. We can't talk about that yet?
That's the last segment.
We can't talk about that yet?
And you're still in second place.
Can I turn to the back
Brendan
page?
Had a very good week picking race cars, race
Can we talk about that early?
Group winners often? And everything this week. So we're going to have to listen to that for the next 60 minutes of the show. I just want to warn everybody that's listening. But so I don't want to talk about your performance at Darlington. Right. I want to talk about Joey Logano, William Byron's finish at Darlington. I just think Joey should have tried to pass him clean one time before he bumped him. I'm okay with the bump. I don't like to see a guy like lose 10 positions when he gets bumped.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a race car driver. You don't know your... I love what you're saying. Okay, try to pass him clean, try to do this and that. Joey didn't not try to pass him clean at all, but you may only have one shot to get to his bumper. Joey had a great run off of two, had the momentum. Joey had the chance to get to his bumper. He got to it. Now, what I would say is that was not a very artful bump and run. That was more like a smash and grab instead of a bump and run. He didn't give him much of a chance to... I've said this on the show before, Jeff, you know. A bump and run is an art. I still remember the day Dennis Setzer gave me my first bump and run at Martinsville. I almost cried. It was so spectacularly done. I didn't even know I got hit. I moved up, and all of a sudden, I'm not on the bottom of the racetrack. I'm like, how did I get here? And he goes by me, and I pull back down behind him, and like a tear rolled down my, like, that was beautiful. Now, Joey Logano's was not beautiful, but it was effective.
Well,
who won the race?
Joey.
Who does Joey race for?
Penske.
What sponsors does he have?
Shell, Pennzoil.
Do they care about William Byron being mad that he got smash and grabbed instead of bump and run?
No, they don't. But the fact that we're going to Kansas this week wants me to let you do a little rewind on your VCR over here, if people really know what those still are.
Betamax.
Several years ago, Joey and Matt Kenseth had a situation at Kansas where Joey spun Matt out late in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Matt decided when he was going to get Joey back was in the play in the playoffs at Martinsville, and absolutely ruined any chance Joey had of winning the championship. So I guess what I'm saying is this: you know, when you do it, they're going to get you back, and sometimes when they get you back, becomes a much bigger penalty than the success that you had when you initiated the initial contract.
It can, but I'll take the chance.
Okay. I'm just saying sometimes that – look, I don't have a problem with the Buckner.
The guy ain't won in 40 races.
What?
The guy hadn't won in 40
races.
Well,
he hadn't won in 40 races.
I'll take it.
Which is kind of what we can talk about here. What Joey – if you bet Joey this weekend, though, he was another double-digit odd to win, 14-1. We had been kind of ragging on the Penske cars a little bit. Since Austin Cindric won the Daytona 500, they had not been particularly strong. But 14-1 to win, a plus 400 for a top three. His only head-to-head was against Ryan Blaney, was plus 110.
Here's the dog.
Plus 255 for Group C, a plus 300 for top Fords. Good numbers there. The 14-1 was a great number for anybody who bet that. So Joey definitely could have earned some people a little bit of money this past weekend.
No, it was a great day for that. And the trend, Motley, the trend we are seeing this year when we look at the top 10, betting on NASCAR right now is more difficult than it has ever been in history. Look at the top 10 names you got here.
Well, you know, and
you and I said no chance on that second page of a top three.
Well, but I did tell you, I said there will be a double-digit top three. Now, I didn't know it would be 50-1.
Nope.
Tyler Reddick came in second, plus 475. Justin Haley, 51. On a weekend that was full of upsets, Gold Strike, we've got Canelo losing his fight. I mean, we had a lot of upsets this weekend. I think Justin Haley getting a top three at 50-1 ranks right up there with all of them.
Listen, not just that. You know, DraftKings does have a top 10 bet. I'm betting you Michael McDowell was a double-digit top 10 number. I'm betting you Ricky Stenhouse may have been a double. Ricky Stenhouse, first back-to-back top 10 since 2018. I mean, the top Toyota, Christopher Bell.
Christopher Bell getting in there. And here we got that. Joey Logano, we talked about him being plus 300. Tyler Reddick plus 800 as top Chevy. And Christopher Bell coming in there at 11-1.
Huge numbers.
By the way, if you could do a trifecta in NASCAR, had that trifecta with Justin Haley at 50-1.
That would
have
paid a lot.
I think that $2 bet, I don't know if it would have paid as much as the Kentucky Derby paid, but it was still would have been a nice $2 bet, to say the least.
No, it's really, this year, betting in NASCAR is difficult. You have so many teams that are performing. This car is doing exactly what NASCAR hoped. It's making teams that used to be 10th to 5th or 15th to 10th, it's bumped everybody up. And look at, I mean, Colic Racing with Justin Haley. RCR, we've talked about Tyler Reddick, Austin Dillon all season long. Huge bump from them. And you talk about bad luck from the Toyotas, Christopher Bell being the top Toyota. Martin Truex Jr. dominates, absolutely killing it late in the race, shoots himself in the foot.
And takes out Kurt Busch, Bubba Wallace.
And
Denny got part of it.
Takes out three of the six Toyotas in one wreck. You got Ross Chastain and what he's still doing. I mean, I could have been 5-for-5 this week. I'm going to preface that again. I mean, just throw that out there.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Well, listen, I can still be mad at Ross for that. I had a chance to be 5-for-5 and you screwed it up. See, I jump on the bandwagon and he screws it up.
You know, that was the interesting thing. You know, we talk about how difficult this car is. Chastain, Truex, and Kyle Larson, all three spun out on their own, trying to make a pass near the front of the pack. You don't normally see that.
So, Joey Logano, wait to try to get a pass. Oh, do that. Take the guy. Take your shot, dude. Take your shot.
He took his shot. And he
got
won the race.
He got the win.
I'm just wondering where it's going to end up when the season's over.
Got the win.
All right, well, we also talked early in the season when we were getting all these different winners about, who could get – could we get to we get to the magical 16, right? Because 15 plus the points leader if they don't have a win, which
points
now
leader
I
has
think
a win.
Our points leader has a win because it's Chase Elliott, I believe.
Yep.
He's still a points leader. So he has a win. But we've now run 12 races. We
ten
have
winners.
10 different winners. Last year we were having this conversation, and I looked at you and I said, there's still no way we're going to get 16 different winners. My opinion is a little bit different when we start looking at the quality of drivers who don't have wins.
As strong as the RCR cars are running, Austin Dillon down there at the cutoff line, 16th. Tyler Reddick how many second place finishes can Tyler Reddick get before he wins a race? He's down there in 17th. Austin, you know, Kevin Harvick, I know he hasn't won in a while, but he's running really strong. Seibel, no win. Martin Truex Jr., no win. Ryan Blaney, no win. These are guys that we expect, all expect to be in the winner's circle. And Almirola, once again, when Eric, all of a sudden Eric comes out of nowhere and pulls things out. And you still got a Daytona race left, which is our big equalizer. We could get to our 16-17 winners.
You know, when you speak of Eric's, a little different spelling, we all talked about how good Eric Jones was at Darlington, and he was.
Yep.
He was one of the best cars at Darlington. He got caught up in the accident when Truex spun out. He hit Kurt, which he hit Kurt Busch from behind and pretty much took Kurt out. But Eric Jones at Darlington, I tell you one,
sixth,
every time they
stages.
Go there, you better start paying attention to Eric Jones. But look at, you know, we got a guy like Kurt Busch. We mentioned Kurt Busch. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's won a race how many consecutive years, and he's another guy that could get the victory lane at some point.
Well, and the next race is coming up. It's back to kind of the normal season now, is what in my opinion. Well, we still got Gateway though. That's kind of different.
Well, and it's a new track on the schedule. Yep. And speaking of that, after this week at Kansas, we're going to get a little bit of a break because we have the All-Star race at Fort Worth. Then we have the grueling Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte. Then the first time ever for the Cup Series to go out to Gateway, Madison, Illinois. But you can see the Gateway Arch, St. Louis across the river from
almost
there.
See the Casino Queen from it.
And then my other track that I'm working with, Sonoma.
Track.
The road course, we get back on the road course at Sonoma. Also be the last race of the year for Fox, so they'll be ending up their season up there. So we want to talk a little bit about how these guys have done at Kansas here before we go to break,
yeah.
Brandon.
There's some guys that are – Kansas is one of these places that lends to people that can do really well. I was one of those, was great at places like that.
Well, Kansas is not a track that's seen a lot of upsets. I mean, let's look at our list here. Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick with 3 wins. Keselowski, Truex, Kyle Busch with 2. Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson with 1. That's a pretty impressive roster of race winners at Kansas Speedway.
And Kevin Harvick, once again – 32 races, 12 top fives. That's we're talking just shy of 40% top five. That's massive. It's hard to explain that, Jeff. And you keep going, what have you done for me lately? I'm going to throw you some stats later when we start talking about Kevin Harvick. Amazing what he's done there.
Well, and you know, you got another guy to look up there, too. I mean, when we're talking about percentages, Chase Elliott up there has only made 12 starts, but he's got 6 top fives. That's 50% of the starts there. And he's also got 8 top 10s. And that's the other thing with Kevin Harvick, 19 top 10s in those 32 starts.
Kyle Larson, same thing. I mean, 14 races, 6 top. There's some guys down there, you know, that really do well at this place.
Well, and the other thing with Kyle Larson is, as we know, I mean, we've kind of talked about this a lot when he went into last season. He's running these races and going to all these racetracks probably in the best equipment that Kyle Larson's ever been in. So
you know what this is the anniversary of? This was the Bushy McBush race last year.
Was it? I'm glad we don't have to spout out that entire long name. So, okay.
Bushy McBush.
I don't even know. What is the name of the race this week? I have to go look that one up. Okay, we come back on Gone Racing. We'll figure out what the name of the race is for this week, and we'll also start breaking down the odds to win.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Back here in Gone Racing, Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan breaking down the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway this weekend. We got the name right. That is
not
a
the Bushy McBush.
Not the Bushy McBush face race that was won by Kyle Busch, by the way. It was. Kyle Busch won this race last year. So Kansas last year, we had Kyle Larson winning the second race of the year, the one in the playoffs. We do like to talk about how the playoff races should not be viewed the same way as the early season, because sometimes the guys that are out of the playoffs treat the playoff drivers with kid gloves a little bit. So I think the first race maybe tells us a little bit more.
Kyle Larson also in this race, second in stage one, first in second stage, led 132 laps, dominated, and then got moved out of the way.
But there were a lot of places where Kyle Larson dominated last year, and we're not seeing quite that. We haven't seen anybody really be able to dominate at all.
And the odds show us that, too, when we get to the odds.
Right, because we got four favorites to win the race, and you can make a case. This is one of those where you could really make a case for all of them. Yep. Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and Chase Elliott all coming in at plus 700. Right behind them, William Byron, Ross Chastain, and Martin Truex Jr. at 10-1. Joey Logano, 12-1. Ryan Blaney, 14. Tyler Reddick, 16, along with Alex Bowman. Kevin Harvick, the guy that's got the best average finish, you said, over the last 10 races, 18-1. 20-1 is Christopher Bell. Chase Briscoe is 30. Eric Jones, 35. Kurt Busch, 40. Brad Keselowski, Austin Cindric, Eric Almirola, 60. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the guy coming off of back-to-back top 10s, including a top 5 at Dover, 80-1. 80-1.
It's to win the race. So let's talk about him a little bit more when we get towards that top three number again. But still, he's moved his way onto the front page there. You got to like that. There's still some numbers. The Brad K number, you know, I mean, I think that's going to keep sliding as we go. But there are some long shots there. I mean, Christopher Bell, here's a kid that's been running really good this season. You know, I mean, you can get that. The Kevin Harvick thing is what I wanted to focus on. If I go just to Kansas, you know, you always say, what have you done for me lately? Okay, last 10 races, average finish of 5.7. Best average finish out of anybody in the field. 8 top 10s in 10 races, 6 top 5s, a win. Last year, 2nd and 3rd in these two races. Now, let me give you the other side of Kevin Harvick. Just go mile and a half. Right? Mile and a half this season, there's been two of them. Atlanta Motor Speedway and Las Vegas Motor Speedway. 12th and 21st in those two races. Scares me a little bit when I look at that number, but there's something about Kansas. He runs well here. It's the last of the cookie cutter, let's say. Remember, we used to get accused of all the cookie cutter mile and a half. Kevin Harvick knows how to get around this place. I do like Kevin Harvick to win. Is this the week he can get off? That's 18-1 to get Kevin to win it if he picks this week to come back.
Well, it's a great number. And I mean, I think we know what his history was like at these mile and a half. I mean, at one time he was dominant. And I think we are starting to see his performance getting a little bit better. It looks like he and Rodney Childers, his crew chief, seem to be starting to put some things together there that they're running better every week. I mean, the fact that he was in contention at Darlington last weekend, I think, is living proof of that. I like the fact that we've only got four drivers in the single digits, so there's another good opportunity for a double-digit winner. I believe the two guys who have been the hottest, maybe most consistent on the racetrack. Now, I know that Chastain crashed out last week, but William Byron and Ross Chastain, to me, have probably been two of the most solid guys out there all year long, and they're in the double digits at 10-1.
Let's take a microcosm of the mile and a half this season. Ross Chastain, third at Vegas, second at Atlanta. I mean, the guy's the hottest thing in the sport right now, and you're coming off of two top threes last week. It's a mile and a half, Darlington. Different style, but it's still a mile and a half. absolutely looking phenomenal. I think that 10-1 right there on Ross Chastain, great number to win. I think the 10-1 on William Byron, great number to win. I think Tyler Reddick at 16-1, great number to win. I think that there are some amazing numbers to win this race. The problem is there's a lot of guys that I think can win this race.
Well, let's take a look at some of our longer odds here.
There's a couple on this page I even don't dislike.
In addition to Stenhouse being 80-1, so are Daniel Suarez and Austin Dillon. And then we've got a big jump. Noah Gregson, our buddy here from Vegas, is going to be running the colleague car this week at 150-1. Justin Haley coming
off
a third place finish at Darlington at 150-1. So is Cole Custer. Chris Buescher's 150-1 and Bubba Wallace is 150-1. I will tell you, those are enormous numbers. If everything fell into place, there's always an opportunity for guys like that. And to me, Chris Buescher has been far more consistent than his teammate Brad Keselowski all year long. I'd have to go back and look at exact point standings. But why is Brad Keselowski 80 and Chris Buescher 150?
How about Daniel Suarez is 80-1 and his teammate is 10? Austin Dillon, 80-1. His teammate is 16. You know, these are guys, they've been running in pairs, running very well, and you've got a huge disparity. You want to take a great long shot that actually can return something. Austin Dillon, four top tens four top tens, last 10 races. AD is not bad at these places. And Daniel Suarez, same thing. These are two guys that are performing. Their teams are performing. That's a scary number. I think they've got these numbers pretty big. I mean, Bubba Wallace was doing really well last week until he got tied up in that wreck at Darlington. There's some big numbers here. If you're willing to take that risk, there's big numbers on these guys.
I think the odds makers setting these, you talk about a risk. I think with this next-gen car, I'm a little surprised to see the numbers at that level. I'm not saying these guys are going to go out and win, but I'm not going to sit here also and say that we would be standing on our heads next week in shock and awe if
Daniel Suarez, Austin Dillon, or even a Justin Haley or Bubba Wallace won this race. It would not shock me. It would not be an 80-1, 150-1 shock.
And refresh my memory, and I know Fontana's a two-mile track, but there's a lot of similarities in the layout of Fontana in Kansas. Daniel Suarez, wasn't he leading with two to go?
Yes, he was.
Just saying.
I'm with you.
We know the engine's good. Those Childress engines
are good,
really, really
strong.
Engines are
good. Ross Chastain is killing it.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a look at our top threes. They sort of mirror our odds to win, but they're much smaller numbers. Kyle Larson, though, is the favorite by himself at plus 175 there. Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, plus 200. Byron, Chastain, Truex, 250. Logano, 300. Blaney and Bowman at 400. Reddick, who seems to always be around the top three, plus 450. Harvick is 500. Christopher Bell, 550. Chase Briscoe, 800. And we get into our double digits. Eric Jones, 10. Kurt Busch, 11. Keselowski and Cindric and Almirola, 17. We get to Stenhouse, who's had two top tens in a row, at 20. Brendan, do you think we're going to see another double-digit top three guy come in? I mean, we've seen it 2 weeks in a row now.
Double-digit might be tough, but if there is one, mine would be on the next page, which would mirror Ricky Stenhouse's number at 20-1. But I do like a Tyler Reddick. I do like I really like Tyler Reddick. I really do like, you know, the Ross Chastain. Remember when Ross Chastain was pushing second page to first page? Now he's plus 250 for a top three. You know what I'm saying? The odds makers have learned on that one. But I do like the Kevin Harvick at 500, the Tyler Reddick at 450. I really like both those numbers.
So you said you want to go over to page two then. We'll go take a look at page two for the top threes. In addition to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. on page one at 20-1, so is Daniel Suarez and Austin Dillon. Gregson at 25, Haley, Custer, Buescher, and Bubba all at 30. And then we're into the triple digits with Michael McDowell and then some really, really big numbers beyond that.
I'm telling you, I love that Daniel Suarez number. If he's been running, he's been snake bit a lot. He's been running just as well as Ross Chastain many times, maybe just a step below. That team has been great. Austin Dillon been running well, just like Tyler Reddick, just maybe a few other mistakes that they've been making. So both these guys, I could see those. Justin Haley coming off a last weekend's top three. I think we could see one of those, but I really am, if I'm circling those, it'd be the Daniel Suarez AD3 or Justin Haley numbers that I'd zero in on. But I really like Harvick and Tyler Reddick top three this week.
Not in the grand scheme of things does this really matter. But one thing that I just kind of scratched my head a little bit, we talked about how well Justin Haley ran last week at Darlington. Haley is in that car every single week with that crew every single week running these cup cars.
Yep.
Noah has run maybe four, maybe five Cup races this year. I don't even remember. He ran with Daytona. He ran Talladega. Ran Atlanta. A couple of those races in Atlanta, he got crashed out early on. Why on earth would Noah Gregson be a bigger favorite than Justin Haley?
That's
in the collie car there. I mean, I just think it's hard to go
because of what
and change drivers every week.
Because what they see in the Xfinity Series. That's why.
I just think that would be a – I don't know. I just think that's
the only thing. You're making a great point. I mean, Justin Haley's the full-time driver coming off thirds, works every week with these guys, does all that, and he's sitting there at 30-1. And his teammate, who last week it was Daniel Hemric, the week before that it was A.J. Allmendinger, this week it's Noah, the next week it's going to be back to A.J. You know, why would you have a 25-1 on that? That is one that I think DraftKings is missing on, and that makes me say the 30-1 number on Justin Haley even more valuable. He can't. They're proven they can be in the top three this
car. Well, I certainly think after what he did last week. I think to me the only guy that gets in that car where they are switching between Hemric, Gregson, and Allmendinger is when A.J. Allmendinger gets in that car on a road course.
Especially a road course.
If he's somewhere else, they cherry-pick
the schedule for him, too. So correct. When he shows up, it's a cherry-pick schedule.
Right. Like Allmendinger will be in Sonoma.
Yeah.
We'll see him there. So I just think that whole...
And you took away the freaking carousel again. I'm so mad at you. That's another...
Well, say all you want to about taking away the carousel at Sonoma, but now we have many more passing zones because nobody ever passed in the carousel.
I saw four of them.
And the fans can hardly see the carousel. All right. We'll talk about the carousel in about 4 weeks. All right. We come back. Thumbs down from Brendan. All right. We come back. We'll start breaking down our head-to-heads and our groups. Want to rewatch any part of today's show or any past show? Check out the Gone Racing Podcast. It's free and available now at VSiN.com/podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. We give you all the latest news, odds, and everything you need to know to head to the betting counter before each NASCAR Cup Series race. The Gone Racing Podcast is free and available now at VSiN.com/podcasts. And while you're there, catch up on all the other VSiN shows as well. Jeff Motley, Brendan Gaughan back here on Gone Racing here at the beautiful South Point Hotel Casino and the fabulous VSiN studios talking about this weekend's Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway, the first of two stops at Kansas Speedway this year. And we are moving into our driver head-to-heads, which we may have a couple that are a little more interesting this week.
There's some numbers here that are enticing. I mean, we love to always joke about the don't line, right? Well, Kyle Larson has a couple don'ts, but with good returns, Kyle Busch at +130, Chase Elliott at +130. Look, I know you talked about Kyle Larson's first race. You know, he didn't win, but he dominated the race. So it's a little tough to bet against him. But Kyle Busch, extremely strong at Kansas. Average finish, 10.5. Last couple races, he won this race in 2021. That's a good number on a head-to-head. And Chase Elliott, who Chase is absolutely amazing on these mile and a half, right? I mean, you look at the last 10 races on just mile and a half, Chase Elliott, 4 top fives, 8 top tens on the mile and a half, just missing out on some wins, second, 9-6. So I like those two numbers.
Well, it shouldn't be lost that Chase Elliott is the points leader right now. Now, he's not the leader in the standings because he's only got one win, and Byron and Chastain have two, but he still has accumulated more points than anybody, and I think that just shows the consistency that Chase Elliott has been having.
Sixth and fifth in this race in the stages, finished fifth last year. I mean, he's strong.
Yeah, the other numbers are not huge. Those are the two biggest with the +130s. There's a lot of +105s for guys. Martin Truex Jr. is getting that against Kyle Busch and against Chase Elliott. A lot of those +105s out there. Anything else there that really jumps out? I just like those first two up there.
I like those first two. I do kind of look down. It's only an even money bet, but you know you got Tyler Reddick and Joey Logano. I know Joey won last weekend, but this season, Reddick seems to have been running better on these places than the Fords. We talked about that. It's an even money bet, but I do like Tyler Reddick against Logano right there on the bottom right.
You know, one interesting one too, William Byron +105 against Kyle Busch, and Byron has been so consistent. I wouldn't bet it, but I find that one a little bit interesting because this year Byron has been – you talk about what have you done for me lately. This year it's been Byron, but if you look at history, it's clearly Kyle Busch.
But going back to the Vegas race, here's why it's such a tough number. Byron was fifth, Kyle was fourth.
And Kyle should have won.
Kyle should have won, but they were fifth and fourth, right? You know, I mean, that's a tight one. That's a tight one, but I do think that, like you said, William Byron has been running really well.
All right, let's move on over to our groups. Everybody knows
this is our favorite.
We love the groups. It's because the return is bigger, and you still only have to beat three guys.
It's a four-man horse race instead of a 40-man horse race.
Exactly, and that's kind of why we like these. The head-to-heads, you don't get the same return as you get here, so that's why we like these. Group A,
Who has crept into Group A.
No shock that Kyle Larson is a favorite at plus 215. Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott with him at plus 290. And here comes the watermelon man, Ross Chastain, plus 305 in Group A.
It wasn't that long ago we were talking about Group D's and E's.
And bright F's at the beginning of the year.
And Ross Chastain up in Group A. And here's the thing, it's not a bad bet.
No.
It's 305.
305. And who, you mentioned the two other 1.5 mile tracks this year. Who's got the best average finish?
Ross Chastain.
Average of 2.5, I believe, right?
Yes, he does. It's pretty strong. I mean, look, I like that. There's a way I could hedge to take a Kyle Larson with a Chase Elliott. You know, you can hedge a little bit, take Kyle to win the race, Chase Elliott win the group, kind of go for those. But the big deal in that to me is Kyle Busch and those Toyotas have been running so good. Even though the finishes don't show it, they've run great. So I do like that's a tough group this week, but Ross Chastain 305 is very enticing.
Well, and I think, you know, you mentioned part of that group. Elliott seems to be the most consistent guy. Larson was the dominant guy last year on the mile and a half. Kyle Busch was the best car at Vegas, but Chastain's been the most consistent mile and a half guy all year. So I would stay away from betting that one myself. I just don't know that I would go out
on a
limb there. It's a tough one to go and try to handicap, but it's very intriguing giving the number. I mean, it's going to be one of the high – Ross Chastain's number there in Group A is going to be one of the highest numbers we see this week in the groups.
Yes.
We might see a couple 310s, but a 305 is still pretty high. All right, taking a look at Group B, we got Martin Truex Jr., William Byron and Denny Hamlin all at plus 260. Ryan Blaney coming in at plus 310.
Listen, MTJ is still, to me, the one to beat in that one. Blaney's one of those guys that we always talk about, Blaney, right? His average finish at Kansas, 18.9. Last 10 races, 4 top 10s. You can look at numbers and say, Blaney does great, but remember we always said Blaney wasn't the finisher. When Blaney finishes, he's amazing. But he's not always the finisher. You look at Kansas, not one of his favorite. You go back to the mile and a half, Ryan Blaney, eighth best getter on it. I like Martin Truex Jr. by a long shot. I know you like William Byron, but I really like Martin Truex Jr.
And you probably knew I was going to go there
because
the guy you didn't mention was the guy I like in this group. Denny's had some better runs lately. Truex has started to run better lately. I think you hit it right on the head with Blaney there. Byron, to me, has been the guy out of these four who week in and week out has been the most consistent. And I can't help but think back to the race in Las Vegas, the way all those Hendrick cars got linked up there late in the race and were able to really dominate things there and run so well. So the Hendrick cars, I think, are going to be really, really strong this week, and it's hard for me not to go William Byron there in Group B. And speaking of Hendrick cars, now we look at Group C. And we've got the guy who won in Las Vegas is the favorite at plus 260. Joey Logano, last week's winner, plus 265. Tyler Reddick, that guy who just keeps showing up at plus 280 along with Kevin Harvick, plus 280. I will just sort of hit the replay button on what I just said on the last group. I really like Alex Bowman here, by the way.
I made the argument for Kevin Harvick earlier, but I still – Alex Bowman – the mile and a half, what he's been doing, the Hendrick Motorsports, you hit that on the head. I do like it. 280 to 260 spread is not enough for me to jump down to Kevin Harvick, even after all that bragging I did on him. So I'm in that Alex Bowman camp in this group.
And I'm a little sour on Tyler Reddick. I had him to win his group last week. He finished second in the race and still lost his stinking group.
Yeah.
And that's twice in 3 weeks.
That's a bad beat.
I think the pit crew had the same pick last week. So you don't think Reddick would be a guy in that group? I mean, he seems to be right there.
I do.
He's either feast or famine for Reddick.
I do, and he's running strong. I think that Alex Bowman, those Hendrick cars are just that much better, and this could be a 1-2-3-4 Hendrick day, in my opinion.
All right, let's take a look here at our Group D. Christopher Bell is the favorite at plus 235. Eric Jones, plus 265. Chase Briscoe, plus 295. And Kurt Busch, plus 300. And one thing, we didn't really talk about it that much earlier in the show. For a guy who has made a lot of starts at Kansas, it has not been Kurt's best track. He's never won there. He's only got like five top fives in 32 races.
But what have you done for me lately? 10 races, three top tens, three top fives, six top tens in the last fourth in the playoff race last year, 15th, ninth, fourth, seventh. I mean, Kurt's one of those guys that's a gamer. You know, he steps up, but the best running of this group lately is by far Christopher Bell, right? I mean, C. Bell has been the class of that group. I really like that Toyota. I really like what he's able to do. That's why he's the favorite. So C. Bell would be my pick, but it's slim pickings at 235, though, for a group. I mean, it's just not enough return for me to jump on him.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with Kurt there is, you know, Kurt has actually run well. He's had a lot of bad luck. I mean, last week at Darlington, he has to start near the back. He gets all the way up near the front, has a horrible pit stop, goes back to the back, passes a bunch of cars again, and is coming up into the top 10 when Truex spins out and he gets run over from behind and crashed out of the race. So I think his results don't reflect how well he's run this year. So it wouldn't shock me to see him sneak up there and win one of these groups at some point. So could certainly happen. Okay, taking a look at Group E, Austin Dillon and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. are the favorites at plus 260. Eric Almirola at plus 280 and Daniel Suarez at plus 285. And Brendan, one thing I want to say to you, you love to talk about Uncle Mo.
And Ricky Stenhouse.
There's a guy with Uncle Mo over there.
Ricky Stenhouse got momentum. I don't know where it came from. This came out of left field. One car team now, not a two car team. Nobody has seen this coming all season. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. at 250s. It's hard not to go against him. Look, Suarez, he's the dog in this group, and we talk so much about Trackhouse and talk about Ross Chastain. Daniel has been running that good, just had a lot more problems than him in the way. But, man, if you're talking about momentum, Ricky Stenhouse has it, buddy. I'm with you on that one. It's tough to jump off of. Do you ride that hot hand and keep riding it? I mean, it's Group E. It's slim pickings in Group E. I can't knock it. I can't make an argument against it.
Well, and I kind of agree with you. And I think, you know, we talk about...
History says don't touch it. But
And we also talk about those groups where you can make a case for everybody why they should win it. You can make a case for everybody...
In this one.
...why they could lose it. And I think this is certainly one of those perfect examples of one of those
why every single one of them won't. I can give you stats why every single one of them can't.
All right, we come back on Gone Racing. We still have our Group F. Then we'll go through our prop picks, and we'll tell you how we did last week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back into our final segment of Gone Racing. Jeff Motley alongside Brendan Gaughan. And We're breaking down the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway this week. And we're into our group matchups. We're almost through our group matchups. On Group F, we will get back there. Bubba Wallace, plus 250 is the favorite. Justin Haley coming off a top three last week at Darlington, a plus 265, along with Cole Custer. And Ty Dillon, the long shot there, at plus 310. Guy had a top three last week, and he's not even a favorite in Group F this week, huh?
Listen, how can you turn that down? I mean, that's my thing, is you got Justin Haley coming off a third-place finish. You got a team that has been running very well lately with the Collie group. You got a mile and a half, which fits right into the wheelhouse of where they've been running well. I am all over Justin Haley this week. That is, if I had a lock like I used to have with old Pete Pistone, Justin Haley in Group F is my lock.
I don't know if I want to go so far as to say lock, but boy, I definitely I feel like he has the key. Let's put it that way. I think Haley definitely should be the favorite in that group. So a little surprising there. Okay, let's take a look at our props on our top finishing manufacturers. And Chevy, Kyle Larson, no big surprise, is the favorite. Chase Elliott right behind him at plus 330. And their Hendrick Motorsports teammate, William Byron, plus 400. Ross Chastain, plus 450. Tyler Reddick, plus 700. Alex Bowman, plus 700. The other Hendrick car dropping down a bit there. Everybody else is in double digits. Eric Jones, 14. Stenhouse, Suarez, and Dillon, 20. Gregson, Haley at 80. Ty Dillon, 500. Balicki, 500. I think maybe there's two that kind of jump out at me a little bit there. One is Ross Chastain being plus 450, given how well he's run. And Alex Bowman having a win on a mile and a half and a Hendrick car at plus 700.
You got 700 him. Tyler Reddick, who's also been the best Chevy last, a couple times this season, plus 700. Ross Chastain, 450. The problem I have with I've said this every week about the Chevy prop, Jeff. The Chevys are the class of the field. There's too many guys right there that I like as the Chevy. It's just very difficult for me to look at the top Chevy and say, that's who I want to pick.
And it's hard to see Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott on that board and want to go somebody that's below them.
And Justin Haley, 80-1. He's been running great, but I just the Chevys are the ones that have been the heat of the field. Hard for me to do a shop Chevy prop.
Yeah, no question. All right, our top Ford picks. We got two guys kind of merged above everybody else there. Joey Logano, plus 240, and Ryan Blaney, plus 290. Kevin Harvick is 390. Chase Briscoe, 600. Keselowski, 800. Almirola, Cindric, 12. Buescher, 20. And then we got triple digits on the other ones. Brennan, the one that I kind of look at there and say, is Chris Buescher at 20-1. He's run so consistently, and it's 20-1, and I'm just not convinced.
I don't know about Todd. I mean, I think he lucked his way into one of them, but to me, I'm looking at, you got Kevin Harvick as a plus 500 for a top three or a 390 as the top Ford, and I like both of those numbers, but I might be foreshadowing my action this week, but I do like Kevin Harvick at that 390 as the top Ford.
Well, you've been talking Harvick up on the whole show, so I think we kind of know that you're
He's done
Harvick
it for me lately
right
here.
Now.
That's the difference. That's why.
And our top Toyota, we don't have as many of those in the race, obviously. So Kyle Busch and Denny Hamlin, co-favorites at 200. Truex at 300. Christopher Bell at 600. Kurt Busch, 10-1. And Bubba Wallace at 50-1. And I think probably the guy that I kind of, if you want to get somebody that's a little bit of a longer number there, I kind of like Christopher Bell at the plus 600.
Chris Bell 600, but I might be foreshadowing again. Martin Truex Jr. is 390. To win his group, he's 290, or 300. To win his group, he's 260. I mean, if he's in a group with Denny Hamlin at 260 and Byron and Blaney. I mean, Byron's the we talked about. You like Byron a lot, but I don't know. I kind of like that 300 Martin Truex Jr. I think he's been one of the better ones on the for the Toyota camp this year. Kyle Busch, notwithstanding, I like Martin Truex Jr. 300.
Well, and the thing about with this one is you don't get nearly as good of odds because we don't have as many of them out there.
Yeah,
but you've got a better chance to win. Do you want to take a quick look at our current odds on the season?
Nah.
Do you care yet?
Okay. They haven't changed much, and it's we're so far away from that. Plus, I want more time to talk about how I did last week.
I was actually going to say that. I said I want to let everybody
Plus,
that's listening know that Brendan, if he had had his way, we would have skipped over the head-to-heads. We would have skipped over the groups. We would have spent our entire show talking about your picks last week.
I almost went 5-for-5 last week.
I'm mad at
Martin and Truex.
William Byron almost won the race last week, too.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, come on. Chastain top three, and he was – till he stepped on it, and Martin Truex till he stepped on it, I could have been 5-for-5 last week.
All right,
had a positive day except for one person.
Yep.
Who was that? Yep. Hey, who was that?
That's Wyatt? The guy that's still
crew?
In the lead.
Pit crew. Anybody?
And by the way, we need to point out something here. Brendan wanted me to adjust scoring.
The commission. Listen, we're about to replace the commissioner here on Gone Racing,
and I volunteered to resign. So Brendan, we have now gone back and added $1 into every pick that we made. Well, okay, I don't recall us doing that last year.
Yes, we did. We've always done it. Listen, this comes from a guy knows the racing side, knows the gambling side, and the racing side. Now, my points don't show it, but I'm coming, baby. I just cut my deal in half after the stellar week this week, getting my three wins, my Kyle Busch, Harvick Group B, and Haley Group F, and I'm riding that Haley bandwagon this week when I give you my picks.
And the pit crew had a nice win on Tyler Reddick for a top three, and unfortunately, the pit crew, as well as home guy over here, lost out on Reddick and his group despite finishing second in the race because he was in the same group with Joey Logano.
Cut that deficit in half, though. Cut it in half. Look at that.
That deficit is still 20 units. I want to point that out. And by the adjustment of the score,
listen,
I'm on the plus side
when
now.
When I go 3 out of 5 this week or 4 out of 5 and you do another womp-womp bad week, I'm taking the lead. I'm coming. I'm calling my shot.
All I can say is early chirping does not always get you anywhere.
I'm calling my shot.
I think Steph Curry did some early chirping the other day, and it didn't work out too well for him in the – Game 5 or whatever. Okay, we'll read off the picks for this week. I've got the
pit crew picks. Last.
Pit crew still last, and I will give Brendan credit. He was behind the pit crew about 3 weeks ago, and now he is leaving them in his dust. The pit crew is going with Tyler Reddick for a top three at plus 450. They've got Daniel Suarez in Group E. By the way, they jump around all over the place when they do their picks here. Tyler Reddick over Joey Logano in a head-to-head. They've got Kurt Busch winning in Group D, and they've got Kevin Harvick finishing as the top Ford.
They might have listened to me on this show. Maybe they're going to do good this week.
And they made their picks before you started jabbering over there.
So you say. I don't know. We'll see. You know, I've made a couple changes, Kamish, since I told you my picks, so you might have to rewrite some things down. I'm going with a winner this week. I'm going Kyle Larson, plus 700. That's too good of a return. How many times did we see in the last couple years Kyle Larson was a 350 to win a race or a 400 to win a race? At plus 700, I do like it, and I think Larson, the way he dominated this place last year, I'm going for him to win the race. I do have a top three. I'm jumping on the Kevin Harvick bandwagon at plus 500. I thought about doing the team, the Ford one, but that's 390. I do the top three, which I think he can do. I'm going to get a better return for it. Got a couple out of the groups. I got a Group C, Alex Bowman. You and I both agree, I think, Group C, Alex Bowman. That was a good shot right there. And I'm riding my hot hand with Justin Haley in Group F because Justin Haley, what he's been talking about, what he's been able to do, I think that group speaks for itself. And then I switched. I was going to do Martin Truex Jr. in Group B, but then I saw the Martin Truex Jr. to win the Toyota prop. He returns me a little bit more. So I'm going Martin Truex plus 300 to win the top Toyota prop. There's my five. Sorry, Kamish, I had to make you scratch out and X things. So
that's quite all right.
I had to make you work. I apologize.
That's quite all right. All right, my picks this week, I'm going to try to go for a race winner too, but I'm going with that guy with the best average finish in the 1.5 miles. I'm going on the 10-1 Ross Chastain to win the race. I'm also going to go on one of those head-to-heads against Kyle Larson. I'm going to take Kyle Busch at the plus 130 against Kyle Larson. I like that one. And the rest of my picks are going to be in the groups if I can get my pages turned here to find them. I know this does not surprise you at all that I'm taking William Byron in Group B.
Head-to-head with me, baby.
But I am on Team Brendan for my other two picks. I've got Alex Bowman in Group C and Justin Haley in Group F. So I'm in Team Brendan on some of this, and I'm going head-to-head against Team Brendan on some of the others.
I got out of Group B, so I'm now just top Toyota. So you can win Group B as long as my Martin Truex Jr. is the top Toyota. So I'll be happy.
That's true. So we're going head-to-head, I think, at least once. And we're on the same team here a couple times. So
see.
So Brendan, how many times do you race at Kansas?
Oh, God. I was in the first race ever, Winston West race, for opening weekend, Kansas Motor Speedway.
What year was that?
Early 2000,
2001?
Yeah. I went to the Petty School there, taught there at the Petty School to get some laps, and finished third in the first Winston West race.
You like it? Good track?
It was one of those stops, but remember my career, Jeff, the mile and a half were my style track.
It used to be very similar to Vegas until the banking was changed.
They were identical, and that was my forte, right? Those type of tracks. Always loved it. I was at Kansas in the Cup race when the Tropicana Orange rolled. Actually, I was in my car. I was next to qualify.
I thought that happened in Chicagoland.
Was it there?
Orange was at Chicago.
That was Chicago.
Because it was a Tropicana 400 at Chicagoland.
I was the next car to qualify, sitting in the car. That was really funny. But no, I mean, Kansas, one of those tracks that I do love. It's now, it was cookie cutter. Now it's a standalone. Now nothing else is like it. So super wide. The asphalt is worn out. They get 3-4 wide. It's fantastic. Now, great racing. In for a great weekend of racing. And I'm really excited to see them on the normal style mile and a half. See if we can continue this trend of cool different finishers.
Well, it ought to be a great weekend this weekend at Kansas Speedway. We'll be back with you next week. We'll break down everything that happened at Kansas. And we'll talk a little all-star race with you on Gone Racing.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.